Yo, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. Welcome back on in, ladies and gents. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, back again for another special postcast edition of the EG3 podcast. I almost said the K-State podcast. This is Eddie. This is not the K-State podcast. This is the EG3 podcast. Sports, running, and important, comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri, just like the race on last Saturday. The conditions right now, as I'm recording this on the final day of April 30th, 2025, but exception of the rain. Right now, it is overcast. Why not? Overcast, a little bit of cool. Well, it's warmer out there than it was last weekend. We'll get to all that. This is the running edition of the week of the podcast, Garmin Olathe Marathon Postcast, just like I do it on the K-State podcast, but it is the running part of it. So flip it a little bit, doing it like I do after every K-State athletic ball game on that podcast. It's going to be a little, it's almost pretty much similar to what I've been doing it, especially if you were with us last year on this podcast, which the EG3 podcast underneath the EG3 3-Wide podcast with EG3. You can find it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that's Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, wherever platform you get your podcast. Here's recording it here. I'm recording this Thursday episode on this overcast Wednesday here in Kansas City, Missouri. Before I get into what happened, Olathe, Kansas. I got a clown on my other team real quick. And I promise it's not going to turn into a Falcons podcast. It's not, but oh boy. Since I relocated to the Midwest in general, the Atlanta Falcons, maybe probably an exception. I know there's a couple of teams that have made clowns of themselves, but Atlanta Falcons have to be up there as definitely top five for sure as one of the clown organizations in the NFL. Yes, I can't believe I just said that, but here I am, the final day of April, saying that, right? Reason why I say that, because found out this morning or on KC Sports Talk Radio here in town, Falcons fine $250 million. No, not million. $250,000. Excuse me. That's way too much money. But hey, NFL players, y'all get paid way too much money anyway, right? So, but anyways, yeah, $250,000 for the. And I talked about this a little bit on a Tuesday episode. I brought it up a little bit. The prank calls to the NFL draft prospect. Now he got drafted in the fifth round to the Cleveland Browns, Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback who apparently was supposed to go maybe first round, early second maybe. And then the son of the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, Jeff Ulbrich. Now, I don't have the son's name in front of me right now, but he apparently prank called Shedeur Sanders, and KC Radio Midday Show made an allegation that he was probably doing it with somebody else. But he was connected to, now again, I don't know defense coordinator's son's name, but yeah, he apparently prank called Shedeur Sanders, who again was played quarterback for Colorado. I'll ask the moot point, but that is the main story there. And the son, I think, the DC got hit for $100,000 fine.
Prank call, and I said this on the Tuesday pod. Y'all should be doing that. That's playing around with an individual's lives, which could be changing one way or the other there. So the Falcons add that one to the list of just befuddled moments for the franchise. Pumping crowd noise in the stadium. Why are you doing that anyway? You're in a dome stadium. Your crowd should be loud enough. I mean, come on. Let's see. I know I'm leaving out one more other thing. What was that thing? Oh, yeah. Messing around with Kirk Cousins, tampering issue. Speaking to Kirk Cousins before you were allowed to speak to him. Look, I could go down the whole rabbit hole there, and now you throw this in the mix there a year later. That was last year. Messing around with that and the whole Kirk Cousins situation. That's a whole blob of mess there. And then now you fast forward to the end of April, and you have this whole Jeb Ulrich's son situation, messing around, playing around the phone, and all this other stuff. Yeah, it's just, yeah, we have to be up there as one of the clown organizations in the NFL, at least to do that. And this is why we ain't made the playoffs in a dozen years, right? So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I've been sitting on it throughout the day, so I just want to get that out there as well. Speaking of which, now making the odd transition over to what happened over the weekend. I mentioned entering the top of the podcast how overcast it has been the majority of the day. Overcast skies like me, man. when it comes to the marathon, it has to be at least now 90% of marathons that I've run and finished has been overcast. And I'm not even leaving out the fact that yours truly now has won. Yes, I didn't hit the A time. I did not hit the A goal. And again, we'll venture on to that as the episode goes along. But as far as that goes, yours truly, yet again, for the second year in a row, in the same weekend as the trolley run 4 mile, which I hate being on sidelines for any race. but for the second year in a row, in the spring session, EG3, Fast Eddie, I mean, it felt like I was in that fast the last 4 miles, ended up winning the A's division yet again. So last year, going back to this podcast last year, the trolley run, I was stunned to, and I said it on that episode, I was shocked to win the age group then because of how competitive that run is. And I'm even eager to get back in that next year because I had to miss it because running this windy, cold, overcast marathon last weekend. Right, so then turn around, fast forward into this spring semester, winning the age group division. Just missed Masters by, what, 4 or 5? No, missed it by 5 positions. And technically, I was in the position. Well, frankly enough, when you go back through the whole race, in position, working your way up through the field, and all of a sudden, you have nothing in the tank. and that's what happened. But anyway, that is now 2 for 2. I haven't been running any races, much races this year, because I've been putting all this effort in the marathon, trying to get the A goal, which was 2:55. Fell short of that. Yep, I fell short of that. But it ended up getting the C goal, which was getting sub 3:10. At worst, gets at least to an overall extent of my marathon experience, which I still feel like I'm a rookie sometimes. I started 11, I finished off 11. 11 for 11, and look, these things are hard to finish anyway because of the mental, physical, you don't know what's going to happen in the marathon. It's just too long. it's too long. But, yeah, I've been a more consistent runner, marathon runner, in these 11, races, and majority of these races have been overcast. I just gotta laugh. I cannot, I can't control that. I've said it through the last month of this podcast. I can't control, you know, to turn on a timer like, hey, I want perfect weather. I want nice and sunny. Give me all that, right? I can't do it. I gotta deal with the conditions, which were cold. You go out there and run. Y'all go out there and run 26.2 miles, in the conditions that we were all in. How many contestants were there in the marathon? I think there were, I screenshotted it, 455 plus runners out there trying to finish, right? And in the condition that we're in, and again, I'm recording, funny enough, I'm recording this episode when it's overcast, but the exception, it's raining right now, currently. outside of ET3 confines right now. Right? So you go back to last weekend. There is no rain, thankfully, in the Olathe area and all that. But man, oh man. And I knew going in to this marathon that regardless whether it was sunny or not, it was going to be windy. You're going to have to deal with the wind and all that stuff, right? So that's what you sign up for. You know, if you train for it your best or not, if you half-ass train it or you train really hard for it or not, you got to deal with the X factor, which is the wind conditions. This is the ETD podcast postcast edition of the podcast here tonight. Garmin Olathe Marathon 2025. Fell short of the A goal, but nailed the C goal, which was sub 3:10. And y'all wondering what the time was. My overall time was 3:08:19 there. So got that a minute worse than Chicago last fall. And I know I may sound really bad, but I'll tell you, I mean, yeah, it's overall, if you look at it from a spectator's prospect, I'm content with it, other than last fall where I was not really pleased with the time. This time around, you know, hey, we're going with a mindset of, hey, you know, whatever happens, whatever the result it is, if I get the A goal, super, super. If I not, it is what it is. I'll be content with it, with whatever happens and the work, especially with the work that I put in for this marathon. It's been the most fun building up to running this race. Hands down for sure. I wouldn't change a damn thing, to be honest with you. And prior to that, I 2 weeks ago, coming off a come behind win, which I didn't think I was going to win the 10K out in the Lake of Ozarks, the Bridgeton Dam Run, which again, you can catch that episode on the same feed, on each of the podcast feed. If you missed out on that, go check it out. A must listen. Because, yes, you're truly epic comeback from ways down. Especially with the hilly terrain and all that. We got it done. Right? All right. So, look. This was the most fun I've had ever. As far as marathon buildup goes. And, yes, the time. Did I want it? Yes, I did. But at the same time, I'm not going to blame anything at fault. Nobody's to blame here. Nobody's to blame here. Anything like that. Look, I think, you know, the last two marathons, 3:07 in Chicago, 3:08, and that was a flatter course. And this was, Olathe was a hilly course. We knew we ran on it. So no excuses. I can't sit here and say, you know, I wasn't prepared for all this other stuff like that. Yeah, hey, it's the way it is. It goes down. You know, it is what it is. That old time saying, it is what it is. We ran on it, but again, it's the same. Racing on it is way. Do not underestimate the fact. No matter what, how you train the course, don't underestimate. Do not. I underestimated. I knew the points that were coming up. The transition off of 18 off the Gary Holler Trail onto the big ass hill, steep ass hill on 18. That started to take the wind. That started the running the gas out of the tank. Struggling to get on 18. I know I'm kind of backtracking a little bit, so I'll just go with it, right? Backtrack a little bit. So, all right. So I'm gonna start with the last 10K, which really started to run a gas tank for me. Steep hill. Off 18, I knew that was going to be the trouble spot. and it was, like, struggling to get off of there. So, somehow, all right, kind of just to try to surge, wiggle, do whatever necessary to get off of that hill, onto the crown of the hill. You still had that small hill on top of that as well. So, I was like, when is this stupid hill that's going to end? Man, coming off of that, all right. You're falling, and I was trying to keep up with the, I'm going to call him the Jersey guy, because he was wearing a a blue basketball jersey, and I mean, that was the guy I was trying to keep up with. I passed him early on in the race, entering the Gary Hollis portion of the race. Yeah, I passed him a mile or two onto that trail. Then he ended up passing back, coming off. Well, it was way before going off 18 because he just took off. He took off. I ended up maintaining up until the hill. That started to take the winds out of the sails a little bit. So get off of there. Here come the rolling hills. Oh, damn. Here we go. I was like, oh, man. No, no, no. And then it's like, all right, I see a guy struggling. He was slow. He slowed way down. So, all right, so I'm going to get him. So, still trying to keep up with a Jersey guy with the backwards hat. Still trying to keep up with him because he looked really strong. So, because me and him pretty much ran the whole entire race together because me and him were switching off, right? Because I chased him down from all the way. What was it? After mile 4, because it was me and trying to run down 4 other guys, other dudes. So, coming out of the first 5K, now I'm going backwards. All right, so going rewinding, VHS tape, all the way back to the beginning of the race. All right, so this is the EGD podcast, 80 Grid III, postcast, 2025 Garmin Olathe Marathon 308. But, Age Gwyn, for the second year in a row, in this weekend, a age group winner. Not a second place, not a third place. Age group winner. So, despite the time, you're truly Fast Eddie, owner of the car wash in Mission, Kansas, apparently, is 2 for 2 this year, winning something. Again, I have not run that many races. And that's still not, I'm not, now that the marathon's over, I'm not going to go run a whole bunch of races. I have circled certain races, and again, I'll get to it on the back end of this podcast, what's next. And some of y'all should know what's next for me. Ooh, we'll get to that. But again, okay, back to the race. All right, first 5K. All right, I kind of struggled. I kind of was flat the first 5K. And again, ended up wearing shoes that I have not worn. So don't do this. If you're running a marathon or a half marathon for that matter, don't do what I did. Rare shoes that you did not wear throughout the training cycle. It for purposes, look, I probably, and they weren't those super shoes. I was wearing flats. So that's probably why I was flat, because I'm wearing these flat shoes. I didn't feel comfortable running. We're gonna call them super shoes. what Kara Goucher was talking about in her here in her latest episode with Des Linden. We're calling them super shoes, right? The Pumas, the black and yellow Pumas, the same Pumas that I wore for Chicago. I didn't want to wear those. I want to wear something I can move around quicker. Because I knew in the back of my mind, all right, the second half was going to be hilly. Super ass hills. You're going to have to deal with them. You're no running away from them. You're going to have to go through the hills. You're going to finish this race. So, yeah, I was flat, and I felt flat. I didn't get up speed until towards the end of mile 3. And shout out again to the cheer squad, KCRC. Now, again, I rarely acknowledge people. I told myself I was going to have fun with this, even though, yes, I was going to deal with that brutal stretch of this race. But saw friendly faces midway through mile 3 or during that or something. And that turned out to be the fastest mile of the race. And I was supposed to hit, what, 640, 645? Yeah, it wasn't happening. It was not happening in that race at all. But I was consistent. I was consistent letting my legs do the work. I was not trying to force it or anything else like that. And looking back at the splits, I honestly ran a pretty decent race, to be honest with y'all. Yeah, the tank ran out after mile 22. The gas app was out. I was done. Mile 22, done. The people that I ran down in the first half, they passed me right back for the exception of one. So 75% of them passed me back on that final stretch there, which was absolutely brutal. I hated that 5K stretch. Windy. Even got turned around. Yes, I've left that part out for a lot of people. I got turned around. The police car or whatever let me go past the thing. I'm paying no attention to the signs. I want to get this thing race done and over with. The police officer waited till before I hit the next race saying, hey, blow the whistle. Asked me to turn around like, what the hell? I literally said that. I was like, what the hell? So turn around. That's wasting time. I'm missing time. So that cost me at least 30 seconds, if not half a minute. So, oh my goodness, that last 5K sucked. That last 5K sucked. I wanted to get it over with there. So again, back it up again. So the gap. So it was the 5K split us off. The half marathon. The 10K didn't even start till like 7 o'clock. So 10K people, that doesn't matter. So, but the half marathon, the marathon started together. It didn't split off until about mile 5. Half marathoners went right. I went left. And we circled around. We went through neighborhoods. And there was small crowds here and there. Here and there, actually. So that was that. And then finally hit the portion. And then, of course, well, before hitting Gary Hollow Trail, there was a big gap, like I talked about, between four of the runners and myself. So I spent pretty much the first half of that race making the gap up to get to the Jersey guy. So here we are, hit the trail, and this is where I believe I caught up and passed the Jersey guy. After mile 10, between mile 10 and 11, then got the other guy who was talking about sub-3 before the race started, because I overheard some things before the race even started. So this was the same guy that, I think he was the last guy that passed me, actually. He was not. He was the second last guy. The other guy passed me, and then he passed me on Indian Creek Trail at the other place. Yeah, the other place, and there's a trail, so I know exactly where he passed me at there, and yeah, so yeah, there's a trail, and there's quite a bit of people cheering on that, so including my PT, she was on there. I think she was we talked after. apparently a lot of people were looking for me on that, so I was making. Impatiently passing people on there. It's like, no, it's time to get moving. I'm moving okay. 650, 655 pace. I'm maintaining this pace. Not the pace that I was hoping to maintain, which was supposed to be, 640, which was the exact, 641 was the fastest mile of the race for me. So that was not happening. So I had to just let the legs do its thing. Be smooth. Don't force it. Let gravity work. And made a turnaround. The turnaround point was, just a tad after mile 13. Yeah, I hit the turnaround. And, oh, yeah. Those two dudes were closer than I thought. I knew I was in trouble. I knew I was in trouble on a turnaround. Because those two, I didn't pull away far enough. So, all right. So, again, heading to mile 14. Past the same people. Past my PT again, and then friendly faces moving along on that little intersection when we came down on. So college, we came down off of college onto the trail, then we passed the intersection to get to the hilly part. The start of the hilly section. But friendly, I saw friendly faces on that part, not the hilly part, the other part, the college and Gary Holler part. Saw them. You can't underestimate the power of the crowd. Like I said before, cheering on runners, giving that boost, energy to get through that part. That was awesome. So got through that. That's when the Jersey guy passed me right there. A little bit after that part. All right. We passed the, I think both, we both passed the female. I believe she won overall female. I don't know what her name is, but she was overall female leader of the female part of the race, right? So we both passed her, made work quick work of her right there. And yeah, then the passing started. Well, the passing of me started from there. He passed me, and then I was actually okay. Through the hill, despite starting to run out of energy, starting to run out of gas, I was actually okay until the tricky, probably the underestimated tricky part of the race, which was the windy bridge. You're seeing I-35, that little hill. You're seeing I-35 both ways, windy, and you're coming right on to, what was it, Marlin Road or something like that. Anyways, yeah, so seeing that, like, I'm even struggling to get up here, up this hill. I can't even get up this hill. And then that's when I look back. No, I didn't look back on the hill. I was just trying to just use every ounce of energy left that I had to get up this hill. And now that you're dealing with a crosswind, I'm like, this feels was even worse. So again, I'm running by myself and passing, well, before that, before the bridge, past the guy that was really slowing down. And so I disposed him, made quick work of him, get to that part. Finally, the rolling hills are over. Make my way, and again, you don't feel it, but you're going slightly uphill, going towards East Kansas City Road. Now you're turning right, going up that bridge. Yeah, I think she was done after that. So when I finally entered the neighborhood portion, again, we're now in the last 10K. This is the E3-3 podcast, post-cast edition. E3-3 completed his 11th marathon and probably just ran his one and only marathon this year. More than likely as well. But age group winner of the four. Might as well just say 40 plus 44 there. So I fell short just a tad. If I had the power of the Jersey guy, yes, I'm going to call him that, because he was strong, man. I should have just stayed with him, because I pretty much stayed with him in the first half. I caught up to him and stayed with him, but I had momentum. I figured, you know what, I'm going to pass him, because he's just holding me up a little bit. So I'm going to pass him. So I should have just stayed with him. And looking back, again, you can quarterback, crew chief, whatever you can do, but in that moment of time, you can't do that. You gotta do what's best for you in that moment there. So I passed him, and he passed me back, coming towards the hilly portion of this course, which was the second half. And damn, if you ain't doing no hill training, you're in trouble. Now I did do quite a bit, but if you're not hill training, you're in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. When I turn around and look back just a smidge coming into the neighborhood portion. I knew he was going to pass me, because he was moving slow, but he was gaining on me. He was moving slow, but he was gaining on me pretty quick. And he passed me on the Indian Creek Trail right at the portion where the group runs that we did all up until this point. The other place where eventually we had our post-celebratory meal. At the other place, that part, I got passed right there, and then again, got turned around. Luckily, well, at least she let me know, and that could go far, but still, that's a pet peeve. You gotta be on top of your game. Can't let me go way down there. What are we doing? What are you doing? Pay attention to what you're doing. But anyways, look, I was delirious at that point. I just want to get it done. Finally, weaved, limping, struggling to get to the finish. And I didn't know. Now again, I'm super excited for the Metro Mile, Kansas City Metro Mile. I can't be more excited to get ready for that race. For some reason, now I know I'm fast forwarding a little bit, but for some reason, I got a good feeling about this year's race. It's the end. But anyways, we got a few more minutes on the show. Well, I'm already at a half hour. So, but anyways, we'll keep it moving. But anyways, I did see Mike and Mindy Right there, yeah. I was trying to put on a calm face. I was trying to put on a brave face, but they knew. I think they knew I was hurting. And I was. I was hurting. Cold, windy. I want to get this done and over with. So make my way past them. I heard them cheering. And they got me. Their cheers got me through to the finish, which now to the finish. I did not know that a 100-meter dash was waiting for me at the finish line. And number one, look, you better not challenge me to a 60-meter dash. You better not do that. And again, I was delirious in this 5K run. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So, all right, so finally coming to the finish line, struggling. Well, finally getting up this hill at a decent pace. I wasn't moving fast at the time. I'm just moving at my leisurely pace. What was it? 7:45 pace or something like that? Yeah, I was done. Coming up the last hill, the guy with the backwards hat, not the Jersey guy. The Jersey guy was long gone. He looked really good. And I wouldn't be surprised it was him that won Masters. I would not be surprised. Now, I didn't know his name. But again, I would not be surprised he won Masters because he looked kind of in his 40s a little bit. So, again, I should have, again, not trying to play quarterback, couch crew chief or anything like that. Or what do you want to call that? Or backseat driving. We'll roll that back. Or backseat drive the run. But, again, in that moment, I felt it was best to move past him. Again, now looking back at it, probably should stay with him. But again, you never know. I might have been feeling the same way as I was then, right? You better not challenge me to a 100-meter dash. Don't do that. No, and I was surprised. I even had enough in the tank to do that. So I hear him just bark or say something. Like he said, like, I don't know what he said, but I'm not gonna repeat what he said on here. Like he basically challenged me. He's like, all right, let's go then. So come right. So I finally gas up a little bit. I just turn it on. I just turn a turbo. I just, what we call, one of my best friends, what I'm gonna call, what's his nickname? I ham sandwich the thing. I basically put the turbo boost on him and got him at the line. Boom, done. And then on top of that, I had nowhere else to go. Ended up basically running through a bigger dude. Maybe I just found a frustration the finish line. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, I play football. I better not do that too many times. I'm getting too old for that. But, you know, using that momentum to basically run through a bigger dude, run past the medals, and end up just head on. Well, not exactly, not head on, but just a shoulder-to-shoulder collision. So, that's how, just imagine that, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Just imagine that you're running. You can't stop. Because there's nowhere to go. You can't go left and right because there's people all over the place. So I'm like, all right, here we go. Boom. So and that's it. That's it. That's a wrap for the 2025 Garmin Olathe Marathon, man. Yeah, so that's it. Got to the finish line and I was shivering cold. And again, shout out Mike again for letting me chill or chills probably or well in this case warm up in his car there for a while there and then from there I cheered on for the rest of the squad on shout out to the first timers Justin Bobby completing their first marathon. That was awesome to see that there as well. Others doing their thing as well, accomplishing goals or just having fun out there on that course. So again, shout out again. This is a long list of people that I want to shout out. I put the blame on me. Yeah, I put the blame. This was supposed to be a half marathon bill. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gruder III, aka EG3, the lowdown of the 2025 Garmin Olathe Marathon 3:08:15. But I guess more importantly, EG3 a little bit on a roll wins again. Now, I didn't expect to win. I was thinking about trying to put yourself in, worry about the Masters. Try to put yourself in there. Now, I wasn't thinking about that at the time. Not as I was trying to execute the race that I can. Yeah, that month at that point, but yeah, so here you go. That hey, so we won again. Last year we won the Troy run. I was expecting that. That was at least I was expecting that because of the now again the Troy one was the next day, and unfortunately I was out there looking on for fellow KCRC runners along with paying attention to what Kansas City Smoke did as well. I was out there supporting. Even though I hate being on the sidelines. I'm not going to be on the sidelines next year for Tron. That is for sure. Mark it. Book it. I am not going to be on the sidelines next year for that race. But, yeah. All in all, to all who competed this weekend, whether that's was a trolley 4-mile run, the Garmin Olathe run races, whether you did the 10K, the half of the full. Eugene was on Sunday, not Saturday. So I had to retract that statement from last week's episode. So that was on Sunday. So I had a couple friends that did that, complete that race, that marathon. They're out there. I know I'm leaving out something. Oh, no, no. Ah, yes, London. London, yes. London, another personal shout out from the Manhattan Runner Company. One of my dear friends, Ashley, you are a 6-star. Congratulations. Oh, man. That's awesome. Tracking your progress. Now, yes, I know I ain't living in Manhattan. Not anymore, anyways. I'm still coming out there. But, you know, hey, the progress that you've made, little mama. Ooh, ooh. I tell you, you did it. You did it. So, congratulations. You are a 6-star world major. Awesome. That's awesome. I thought you did London already. But that was Berlin. So, yeah, okay. So, you did it. You completed it. 6 stars. That's amazing. That is amazing. So, yeah, a well-deserved shout out here tonight on the ET3 podcast. So, there was that. And Big Sur happened Sunday. And I had two friends that did Boston and then turned right around to do Big Sur. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, again, I know. Well, both of those have to be, again, Elena and Shelly got it done. They got it done. So, again, shout out to you two specifically for doing that. I don't know if I'm doing 2 marathons in a week. Now let's get through one. Struggling to get through one marathon, but not doing that. So, congratulations, Elena, to you. Big week for you. Congratulations there, Shelly, knocking out another marathon. Woo! That's why they call her the Marathon Queen. That's why. So there you go on that here on the podcast here, folks. Man, I thought this is going to be a big show, big post-celebratory show here on the podcast here as we wind things down. And as I said during the wishy-washy recap, post-celebratory race, Olathe was at the other place there as well. So got to hang out with peeps over there, the KCRC 2.0 peeps over there. And yeah, here we are. EG3, present day, feeling good. I am feeling good. I'm ready to get back out, start running again, baby. Let's go, man. Oh, man, I'm ready to get back into preparation for the KC Metro Mile. I am feeling good. Woo! Let's go. But yeah, so what was it going to say? Yeah, so there's just a lot of people to thank, obviously, and again, KCRC, the peeps, SSRC, they're just a lot. My coach, my new coach, again, this was the most, not that I have been slacking. I've been putting in work. Don't you worry. I've been putting in work. But from an overall standpoint, this was the most fun, productive build out of the 11. And this isn't including Chicago in there. Build that I've had. And unfortunately, you know, hey, the time does not reflect. And me and my coach talked about it in a debrief on Monday. You know, time does not reflect on work you've been putting in. That's unfortunate because I'm going to downgrade myself for the rest of the year. So I'm going to wait till. And I actually thought about this before hopping on in the mic tonight to talk to you guys. But I'm thinking, yeah, definitely not. Yeah, I'm definitely not running a marathon the rest of the year. Because this was supposed to be a half. This was, folks, supposed to be a half marathon block. This was not supposed to be a marathon. And I talked myself into, again, FOMO. Fear of missing out. Oh, I'm gonna jump in this Olympic marathon, the least marathon to jump into. This one right here. But somehow got it done. But again, I put myself to 100% to blame for it. anyways, you know, I miss out on the fun stuff. I miss out on trolley, miss out on Rock the Parkway, miss out on some fun for fast races. But now that the hard part's done, ooh, the fun stuff about to begin, baby. Yes, yes, yes. So the fun stuff now. And now that half marathon block is going to be the fall. So we're definitely going to go for definitely take my crack at sub 80. I'm right there on it. My time. That is the future. That, at least for the fall. Definitely take crane aim at sub 80. For sure. Not jumping those. No marathon. Not doing any of that. Not doing that. I got folks get put in the fast back in the 80s name. That's for sure. So, but it also. I'm looking forward. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the KC Metro Mile. It's a little less than a month away. And look, it ain't gonna take me no 24 weeks any of that to get ready for that. This is the part. This was about the same time feed as that's the Rock the Parkway half marathon last spring that had a little bit of time. You know what? I told my coach, my old coach then, prepare, just get me ready for, out of curiosity, just, hey, let's play around with it a little bit. Let's just give me a couple weeks for mile training. Just give me that. We'll see what happens. And Lord and behold, last year PR almost hitting 450. The goal, yeah, I'm gonna put this out here too. I have said it to a lot of people. Goal is sub 450. I got an exciting feeling saying that, and I got an exciting feeling saying that, saying and feeling it, especially last year's race. That, looking back, I'm just going back through the stats. I went back through the stats last year's, really all the races of the KC Metro Mile, but particularly that one, because that one was super fast. And I just got a good feeling about this year's. I just got that feeling. So we're already 2 for 2 already. That is the next big thing that's going on with me. Going to downgrade myself a little bit. And now, get ready for KC Metro Miles. That's next, unless I decided to hop in something else for fun, which I'm going to leave off the air for right now. But that is the focus now for this podcast. So there is that there as well. But yeah, that's it, folks. Another marathon's in the books for EG3 number 11. Has crossed the finish line there as well. And we're going to take a break for the rest of the year from the marathon. And I'm actually hoping next summer to do a marathon, maybe to try to get on that campaign, that Boston 2027 campaign. 2027 game plan. We'll see. But for the marathon's out for the rest of the year. That's well. I'm gonna try to concentrate on the fun, faster stuff, and the fall's actually shaping up really fun. Setting that up as well in the summer. Woo! Last summer we did some active stuff. This summer could be running it back. We'll see about that. But definitely. Again, thank you to everyone who made this spring marathon training block the fun has been for me. I would not change one damn thing. I would not change a thing about it. I wouldn't change the mileage. I wouldn't change anything else like that. But yeah, so I have to get that after. Of course, he was going to do that as I wrap up the podcast. But there it is, folks. We did it. The most important thing that I did accomplish, or other than winning another age division win in a race, whether that's a 5, 10, 5K, 10K, whatever it is, managed to, more importantly, finish, complete another marathon. Just thankful for that as well, because, again, you just don't know what's going to happen in these things, either whether it's a mile, 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, a marathon, a 100-miler. You just don't know what is going to happen there as well. So most important thing, EG3, Fast Eddie, finished this thing, did his thing, and now it's on to the fun stuff now, man, and I just cannot wait till June. The EG3 podcast, baby, get it! Wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available weekly, twice a week. Wherever you listen to your podcast, folks, again, Tuesday, I recorded Tuesday, so make sure you check that out. If you're a big sports fan, go check that out as well. We'll be back on next week to talk more. I think we covered it all here, but I left something out. We'll come back on next Thursday's episode to talk about it as well. But ladies and gents, that's going to do it. We have crossed the finish line on another marathon and another show here on the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast, sprinkly. Glad it was not raining last weekend, but it's sprinkly Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. We'll catch y'all, all y'all, next week.